USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump calling for an end to birthright citizenship, outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan dismissing the idea. Texas Congressman Republican Louie Gohmert weighing in. He's a guest on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network.
It just shows that our speaker once again has gotten terrible advice from whoever he listens to about our Constitution.
Prosecutors have mounds and mounds of evidence and new disturbing details emerging regarding the man accused of mailing over a dozen packages to Democrats and politicians criticizing President Trump. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
To news on the economy now, a new jobs report out. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details from Washington, D.C.
ADP and Moody's Analytics reporting that the economy added approximately 227,000 new private sector jobs in October. That's 9,000 more than the 218,000 jobs created in September. Most of the October gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 positions. Construction and manufacturing each added 17,000. Jobs. The government's jobs report comes out Friday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horns and tiger bones, which apparently will hamper international conservation efforts. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler was sentenced to 8 months in prison for bringing nearly 7 pounds of rhino horns into Hong Kong from Mozambique. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.